Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Well, it's important to know how the turkey got here. It's also important to know who to share it with. Thanksgiving, of course, is a time of families to come together. But what about the millions of Americans who have to work on the holiday, like firefighters here in the Boston area? 7 years ago, Chef Tony Maws began a tradition of cooking a full Thanksgiving meal for the firehouse right across the street from his restaurant, Craigie on Main, in Cambridge. That's where we visited him back in 2013 to talk about that and about some of his other Thanksgiving traditions.
I've got these beautiful cranberries, cool organic cranberries. I'm just going to give them a quick rinse.
As his staff preps for the evening rush, Tony Maws is cooking up his favorite take on a Thanksgiving tradition. Cranberry walnut relish with beautiful fresh cranberries and a whole bunch of other sumptuous ingredients. We'll hear more about that in a moment. But first, I wanted to know how that tradition of making Thanksgiving dinner for his local firefighters began.
It started, I think I was prepping one day at the pass and looking outside, and you can, you know, pretty much see the firehouse from our building. It's right across Mass Ave. And while I don't come from like a great tradition of, you know, firemen, my cousin is a fireman in Brookline, and a dear old family friend of mine is a fireman along with his son in Somerville. So I think there's just one of those things, you know, when you realize that there are certain people in certain occupations that are going to be working 24/7, and to look over at this building and know that these people are going to be in there working that day, doing something that is important and selfless. And so I said, well, they're probably not eating as well as they could, and I can do something about that. And it actually wouldn't be that hard, and it would be a lot of fun. But we're already making this big meal, and we're already all here, and I've already got this big kitchen, so let's just double it.
How was it received the first time? Did they know this this Thanksgiving dinner with all the trimmings was coming over?
In the case that someone was actually trying to make something over there, we certainly didn't want to trump them and have it be a bad thing. But we called ahead and we said, we'd like to do this for you. And I think that they were kind of like, sure? Like, what? You know, and they didn't know who I was. And we were brand new at that point. We had just moved out of our Harvard Square spot over here to Central Square. So there wasn't really any indication of what this would mean, and I think that they got their first Thanksgiving and they're like, holy crap. It's grown, and in the first couple of years I did everything myself, and then my staff caught wind of what was going on, and people would come up to me like, hey, can I do something for that?
So this became something that your staff really wanted to get involved
Absolutely. So now I just did this with my team of sous chefs. We assigned teams throughout the entire kitchen, so that, you know, I literally have team turkey, team mashed potato, team cranberry sauce, team gravy, so that we can all participate in this.
So firefighters like Phil Amankiewicz will still have to work tomorrow, but at least they'll be well and expertly fed and very grateful.
We would probably have to do a turkey ourselves, and the only problem with that is you never know when you're going to eat, depending on how many calls you have. We could be in and out of the firehouse all day, so knowing that it's coming, already made, it makes it that much easier to work and be away from your family.
I got to think, too, it must make you feel not sort of good about this neighborhood, about this community.
Yes, it's very true. It's good to know that the businesses and the citizens around here do appreciate that we're, you know, and remember us even on days when they're home with their families and work, and they remember us.
I don't want to sound overly cheesy, but like, I'm a restaurant and I don't really pay attention to a lot of the brouhaha that comes along with owning a restaurant these days. I got into this because I like to cook food, and because I like to cook food for people. If that's cliche, so be it. That's why I do this, and I never like to forget that. In fact, the further, you know, the more my restaurant grows, and now I have two, and in some respects, like, the further I could get away, actually, the harder I work to make sure I remind myself that I cook food for people, and it's that simple. I love cooking for my family. Part of it's because, you know, we have control issues, but no, but in all seriousness, I have a blast cooking Thanksgiving for my family.
So what do you like to cook? I mean, what's the Tony Maws menu?
I never cooked the same turkey twice. I kind of now made that also a tradition. So, you know, I've run the gamut of different ways of roasting, stuffing. This year, with the dinner being at the Kirk and Tap and Trotter, we have a huge fire grill over there, like a wood fire grill. So one way or another, I haven't figured out yet. I haven't game planned exactly what I'm going to do, but it will be a grilled turkey.
And of course, any Thanksgiving dinner needs a traditional sauce, which brings us back to those cranberries.
As the cranberries get hot, they're going to begin to pop and release a lot of their own moisture.
In true Tony Maw's style, his cranberry relish has a twist on the traditional. He uses fresh and dried cranberries, walnuts, ginger, and port.
The other thing with Thanksgiving, you think about all the traditional food you're going to have. So much of it is rich, starch-based, and I love it all. You know, you got to have your potatoes, you got to have your stuffing, you've got this rich bird. So the cranberry sauce, to me, is the opportunity to actually give something that's going to, again, complement or cut through all those flavors, too.
And while we watch his cranberry sauce come together, we asked him for his most important advice about cooking a traditional Thanksgiving turkey dinner.
I would say two things. One, don't sacrifice the quality of the turkey. A great turkey is going to taste great. You know, people, and they can be more money, and I get that. And I'm not saying it has to have fancy words of like heritage or things like that. But if you buy a processed frozen turkey that came off of a very generic farm, you're going to wonder why it doesn't taste great. The other thing I really tell people all the time, and when they ask me that very question, is think about some of the things that you could do a little bit ahead so that you're not just running around with your head cut off. And it should be, whether you're the cook of the family or the person who gets to sit down, it should be a day that's enjoyed by all.
Tony Maws is chef and owner of Craigie on Main in Cambridge and Kirkland Tap and Trotter in Somerville. He'll be cooking Thanksgiving dinners tomorrow for the Central Square and Teal Square firehouses in Cambridge and Somerville. And you can find a recipe for that cranberry walnut relish at our website, radioboston.org. Stay with us. Coming up, the Boston-based roots band Session Americana. I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.